property tax was being introduced, there was this insinuation and impression given by government that there would be enhanced services, that this half a billion euro that was to be collected was to enhance services in local authorities, it was to provide additional playgrounds, it was to make sure additional streets were done. And what we see from the figures released from Alan Kelly and his department yesterday is that the vast majority of local authorities, including Donegal County Council, will be no better off, despite the fact that its citizens have paid over this hefty sum in property tax over the last 2 years. So it's very clear that the government had attempted to dupe the Irish people. We were very clear from day one that what was coming in the property tax was going to be taken by government from local authorities, and we wouldn't see any increased services, and that's what's materialised.
And you were saying too that Alan Kelly's figures are the figures for this year, and he's saying no one is going to lose out. But the reality is, if you compare this year's figures to figures to 3, 4, 5 years ago, the fact is councils have been losing in recent years, and those losses are now going to be enshrined.
Yes, in the last 5 years, you've seen some local authorities lose up to 50% of their funding. We all know in relation to Donegal, the big reduction in money that it's gotten in the last number of years. Even in the last year, it's seen a substantial reduction in its income from government departments. But what we've now got is the government using the local property fund as the way that local authorities will fund itself. So you have to question, how will Donegal County Council be able to increase its services in the future? And the only option for that is to actually increase the local property tax. They can only do that by 15%, which will put more hardship on the ordinary people. So we believe that this system is completely and utterly flawed. And that's why we reiterate again that we're deeply committed to reducing the property tax to the maximum level by our local councillors. But also, and probably most importantly, if elected to government, we are committed to abolishing the local property tax and retaining funding from central government to fund local authorities in a proper manner.